ஹலோ மை ஃப்ரெண்ட், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அண்ட் குட் டே டு யூ. திஸ் இஸ் யுவர் பிரதர் ரமேஷ் மெடசாமி ஃப்ரம் அவர் டெய்லி பிளஸ்ஸிங். ஐ ஹோப் திஸ் ஆடியோ கிளிப் வில் பி எ பிளஸ்ஸிங் டு யூ. த காமன் அசம்ஷன் ஹேட் பீன் தட் லைட் இஸ் சிம்பிளி ஒயிட் அண்ட் தேர் இஸ் நோ கலர் இன் இட். பட் த்ரூ ஹிஸ் எக்ஸ்பெரிமெண்ட்ஸ், நியூட்டன் டிஸ்கவர்ட் தட் ஒயிட் லைட் வாஸ் அ காம்பினேஷன் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி கலர்ஸ். மெனி இன் த சயின்டிஃபிக் கம்யூனிட்டி ரிஜெக்டட் ஹிஸ் கன்க்ளூஷன்ஸ் பிகாஸ் இட் டிட் நாட் ஃபிட் தேர் ப்ரீ கன்சீவ்ட் ஐடியாஸ். Newton had discovered a new way of seeing. This is also true of our spiritual realm. The sad fact is that believers miss out on the abundance of God because of their predetermined notion about who God is and what God can do. They limit themselves because they had made up their minds. Some refuse to allow the Spirit of God to teach them new ideas, and many are not open to His insight and direction. During His ministry, Jesus encountered many with their own presumptions about God's kingdom and even what Jesus should say and do. People were confused when Jesus acted in ways they did not expect. Jesus truly was different. He violated traditions of men by casting a demon from a man in the synagogue. He forgave a man's sins, offending the biased religious leaders. He called a tax collector to be his disciple and then attended a banquet where other tax collectors were present. On the Sabbath, Jesus both healed a man and allowed his disciples to pluck corn, declaring that he was greater than the Sabbath. Through these and many other actions, Jesus was opening people's eyes to the truth, giving them a fresh perspective, trying to help them see things from God's point of view. Jesus still wants to give us fresh revelation of His Word and His ways, helping us to understand about His kingdom and teaching us new truths. Be willing to hear the message of God that is sometimes heartbreaking and at other times heartwarming. Remove preconceived ideas and prejudice when you approach the throne of grace and receive a new perspective of your relationship with Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know Him better. Remember, my friends, do not seek public confirmation of your personal proposition to avoid biblical confrontation. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name in all the earth. We pray this day, Lord, deliver us from every presumptuous, willful, innocent, and ignorant sins that steal our peace and joy. Help us, Spirit of God, to be open to correction and consecration. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.